Blog Talk Radio.
You know what time it is. Time to hang out with Mr. Cool. With Mr. Koopa. With Mr. Koopa. With Mr. Koopa.
It's the ladies' school.
From Mr. Koopa. From Mr. Koopa. From Mr. Koopa.
Hang with Mr. Cool.
With Mr. Koopa. With Mr. Koopa. With Mr. Koopa.
It's the ladies' school.
From Mr. Koopa. From Mr. Koopa.
Welcome to the Bit Scoop with Coop. I'm your host, Coop. And tonight, guys, we have another one on hand. Tonight, guys, we actually have another show on hand, guys. We have another great show that's going on today on the Bit Scoop with Coop. Guys, ladies and gentlemen, just to let you know, this is the season finale of the show. Season finale of season three. This is not the end of the show. So I just want to let everybody know that make sure you do too. BitWithCoop.com. And make sure, guys, you tell all your family and friends also, if they're a fan of Independence Day Resurgence, make sure they tune in right now, because my guest today is actually doing big things in the movie industry. And when I say big, I really mean big, guys. Been in different movies, been in television shows. He's done a lot. And, guys, you know what? I'm going to stop blabbing at the mouth, because you guys and that's listening worldwide is ready for this. Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Mr. Nate Warren. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Wow, what an intro.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
How's your
day going? I told everyone. Oh, man, it's going great. How's your day going?
It's awesome.
Starting your career and way more. Now, Nate, people listening worldwide right now, they want to know, when did you first realize that you wanted to become an actor?
I can't remember a specific moment that I first knew. I was always just like a really creative kid, very imaginative. I was always daydreaming and creating these epic stories in my head and playing about in the yard or reenacting scenes from like television shows or films for my family. So I was always kind of like that performative kid, but I think I knew I wanted to make it a career after I saw a theater production of Little Women, which was happening at the Albuquerque Little Theater when I was in like the fifth grade. And I just remember sitting on the edge of my seat and thinking, wow, these people are so awesome, like the costumes, the set, and they're like doing it. And I knew that, I really wanted to make that a career. And I was always so amazed that like people in television and film were actually getting paid to essentially play, because that's what we do as actors, is we play. So I was always amazed by the fact that they could actually make a career out of something like that.
And you know what? And a lot of people have to realize that if you have a dream when you're young about doing this, you got to run with it. And it's in your head for a reason.
Yeah.
So I congratulate you for what you've done already, Nate. You're, like I said, you're doing big things. You started when you was young. What were some of your favorite shows that you like listening or watching when you were young?
When I was young? Oh, Lord. I mean, I was a big cartoon fan. I watched a ton of cartoons when I was a kid. when I grew up, I mean, Friends was like a staple item of when I was like a teenager. That was like what I always watched. What else? I mean, I'm always going back to watch like Star Trek and The West Wing. Pretty big fan of that. Mm-hmm. Right now I'm watching Bloodline and House of Cards. Still have to catch up on that. And I'm a huge fan of Game of Thrones, and I just watched the finale, and holy smokes, I'm not going to say anything, but that was a pretty epic finale.
And Nate, you know, I missed the season finale. I'm going to watch it, but I was watching, I was looking at comments on Facebook, and people were blown away.
Oh, you can't do that. Because it'll ruin it for you.
Right. And that's the thing. It's like, but you know what? The good thing is the people that I'm following on Facebook, they will make comments saying something like, oh, my gosh, this really just happened. But they won't say any names, and they won't say what just happened. But they actually are boosting up that season finale as, like, one of the greatest shows that happened in this whole season for Game of Thrones. Do you agree?
Oh, my God. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I had to, like, promise myself not to look at social media at all until I'd seen the episode because, I don't know, I get pretty intense about this. I'm a Game of Thrones lifer now because I can't bring myself to have it ruined. I'm, like, entrenched in the whole story now, so.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And that's the thing. I'm going to have to watch the season finale, and Nate, I'm definitely going to have to hit you up and let you know what I thought about it because I'm hearing nothing but good things. And I'm ready to hear this and see this myself.
Right on. Well, you are going to love it. It's insane. So much happened.
Well, I'm going to see it now. You got actually hyped up. I think I'm going to actually catch it tonight because I actually have it DVR'd. I just haven't had a chance to watch it. So I'm definitely going to watch it tonight. Nate, did you have any mentors? Oh, yeah. Did you have any mentors that was helping you in the movie and television industry?
Yeah, I mean, countless people. I mean, I've had so many mentors, and I also just – I try to learn anything that I can from everyone in the industry, whether it's colleagues or directors, writers, producers – casting directors, you know, you try to really learn as much as you can from anybody. And I do have one mentor that is based here in LA, and she's fantastic. Her name is Dallas Travers, and she calls herself the actor's advocate, and she totally is. Like, she's all about actors. And the funny thing is she's never been an actress. She's never been an acting coach. So she kind of has that separation. And what she does is she really, like, helps to inspire and motivate actors, and especially when, you know, you get beaten down day in and day out and you're kind of just struggling with what to do next or how to take control of your career. And she really, like, I don't know, she gives you, like, the tools necessary to take that power back and just go once more onto the breach. So, but I'm also really lucky. I have a good group of friends here, you know, and all over the country that, you know, we kind of help support each other and give each other feedback and create together. So, yeah, I guess I kind of consider, you know, everyone in the industry I meet to be like an opportunity to learn and grow. So.
Yes, definitely. You don't. That means like you don't really know what's going on in the movie industry. It can hurt you at this if you don't have someone to say no. You don't want to go that direction. Go this way, and I believe this right here will help you out more in your career, or do it better. Like do it like this next time. I think if you have more of that, more mentoring and coaching like that, and or even the people to just say, you know what, you did a great job. Continue to do what you do. You know, that right there would help you a lot in this industry. And, I mean, this industry is full of sharks. And I'm not going to lie, I know it is. And it's to the point where if you're in there by yourself, you will feel like you're alone. So, Nate, I'm glad that you actually have someone that's actually, you know, that's there that actually got your back. So, congratulations on
that. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and you really do have to be careful about, you know, who you trust. You know, with your training or with your career, it takes, you know, a lot of, I mean, you should always be doing your research and always, you know, constantly staying up to date on what's happening in the industry because, yeah, you're right, there can be, you know, there are some people out there that don't have your best interests in mind. They have theirs in mind. So it's really crucial to be aware and careful about who you trust. But, yeah, I've been really lucky to just, you know, work with fantastic people in the past, and so, yeah.
Nice. Very nice. Now, for the people that's listening worldwide right now, and they are just getting introduced to you or your fans that are listening right now. Amazon.
We might have lost you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you. Sorry, I don't know if it's me.
I'm not sure what happened, but what I was saying to the fan, I was saying, can you let your fans know exactly how you felt, how excited were you when you actually received roles on the television shows, like Longmire and Manhattan, Dig and Edge.
Oh God, yeah.
These shows out there.
Yeah, I mean it was obviously super exciting because I went to school for theater and I studied mostly acting and music and stuff. And, you know, I signed with my agent kind of later in college. So I was still fairly new to the film and television industry. And Longmire was probably one of the first things I booked. And it was so cool to book that because it was one of the first professional projects that I was able to work on. And that's always just exciting to get your first gig. It's kind of nerve wracking, but I mean, you know, to gain traction in the industry and, you know, on a popular show like Longmire, which, you know, is I think now in its fifth season. And that it was great. It was such a fun experience. And Manhattan, I was not expecting to get, you know, multiple episodes on that show. And when it happened, I was just totally surprised and stoked. And things just kind of started cannonballing after that. And eventually I was able to book the Amazon pilot of Edge, which to date has probably been my favorite role thus far, just because of its size. The show wasn't eventually picked up, but it was intended to be a recurring role. And for a New Mexico actor, which I was at the time, that's where I'm from originally, it was kind of a big deal to get that type of a role, to play the younger brother of the title character, who is played by Max Martini. And, you know, working with Ryan Kwanten and Shane Black, our director, it was so cool, the whole experience.
And that's the exciting part, you know, when you get a role where you know that you can fit in, and you know
right
that you can nail. And those are the ones where you come in with like 250,000% confidence, where you feel
oh, yeah.
confident. That's the
yeah,
thing.
Definitely.
And I believe, oh yeah, and I believe
I might have lost you again.
Okay, I'm sorry, can you hear me now?
Oh yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
Oh, technology.
Hey, I understand. I definitely understand. But I was trying to, what I was saying, as far as it goes about roles, tell everyone about the movie Space Between Us, or The Space Between Us. Tell everybody what that's actually
yeah.
about. And
yeah, so it's a really awesome, touching story. It's about this young kid who is born in space and is growing up on Mars, and has been in contact with a young girl on Earth, who they sort of start, you know, growing this friendship. And he has always wanted to meet his father and go to Earth and experience it, because, you know, he's on Mars with a bunch of these scientists. You know, he's kind of isolate there. So he's always dreamt of going to Earth and finding his father and meeting this girl that he's been kind of pen-palling with, essentially. And so it's kind of this course of events that gets him there to Earth, and stuff happens. It's about, you know, you got your drama, your rom-com, space is always awesome. But yeah, it's going to be a great movie. It looks great. I saw the trailer, and it looks like it's going to be really awesome. Yeah, it was a really cool experience. I was able to work with Britt Robertson in a brief scene, who she plays Tulsa, the young girl. And man, she's she's so funny and peppy and charming and super ultra talented. But yeah, it's great. I think it's going to be coming out in December.
I think I lost you again, Nate.
Oh, there we are.
Okay. I'm not sure what's going on, but I got you back. So how did you find out about that role?
Oh, yeah. What did you hear last?
Oh, I didn't. I just heard it was coming out in December.
Oh, yeah. It's coming out in December. I think towards the holidays, I'm pretty sure. But yeah, I would definitely check it out. It's going to be, it's very touching and funny, and, you know, you have your love interests, and it's all about teenage angst and, you know, finding your place in the universe, essentially. So I definitely recommend that people go out and check it out.
Oh,
there, I think I lost you again.
Help on Sentinel, or if it's the technology, or what's going on. But how did you find out about the Space Betweens?
So basically, most things come through my agent. So she usually gets some breakdowns of, you know, when a project comes, at least through New Mexico, she'll get the breakdowns of what projects are coming and what roles might be right for me. And sometimes, you know, you'll get, you know, casting as an idea of who they want to see. Sometimes your agent likes to pitch you for roles that either you or they feel are good for you. So I actually found out about from her. And went in, you know, you usually go in for an initial audition, and depending on how that goes, you come back in for a series of callbacks, and then yeah, from there you get it or you don't.
Were you nervous when you actually went out for it?
Not really. No, I mean, I actually, maybe I'm weird, but I kind of like auditioning. I'm still at that point where, you know, I do go in for like initial auditions, and I kind of just enjoy it. It's like, you know, my chance to work, my chance to show them what I got. And in my callback, I was even happier because I had our director, Peter Chelsom, in the callback, and he just likes to work with actors. He's really for and about actors. So he's, you know, throwing you feedback and asking you to try this way and then that way, and then finding moments where he's like, oh, you know, that was really good. I liked that. I hadn't thought about that before. That was a different way of thinking about that. So I really enjoyed the audition process.
Nice. I'm the same way. I've been in two movies, getting ready for my third soon. Two short.
Oh, congrats.
Basically. Thank you very much. And I'm the same way. When it comes to auditioning, it's like you're trying to show people, hey, look what I can do. And that's what auditioning is, basically. It's showing people what you can do. And you get out there and you show the reason why you bust your butt every day to get to an audition, to do what you can to grow as an actor. And
yeah. I think I missed that last thing.
Okay. Did I lose you again, Nate?
Oh, just for a second.
Oh, okay.
I must be sitting under a cloud of like disruption. I have no idea.
Oh, wow. Yes, and that's what I was just saying. Basically, when you come in as a seasoned, and you, if you treat yourself and say to yourself, you are a seasoned actor, you can get this performance. And you go in there and you're laid back and cool about it, and in your head, I mean, I believe you got better chances of doing it, because the people that watch you audition, they can see the nervousness in you if you show it.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, you have to. I mean, that's part of being a professional actor, is you have to have the confidence to walk into a room and really know what you're doing, and be able to take direction and be able to take more redirection and really make the part your own. Because, you know, that there's the easy choice, the topical choice that, you know, a lot of people will make, and then there's a choice that's interesting or edgy or maybe risky or something that sets you apart, and you have to be confident in that and like I said, really know what you're doing and really have the training and the tools available to yourself so that when you get into the room, you're not distracted by things like nerves or, you know, however many people are in the room, or are you okay with what you're wearing? You really have to kind of do that research beforehand so that when you get to the room, you can just work. You don't have to worry about external factors like that.
What is it, 20 years in the making? This should have been out, I mean, since part one. Part one was great. And now part two is out. And tell everyone about the character of Marley Sullivan. Tell everybody about it.
Oh, Marley, God rest his soul. unfortunately, he perished on the cutting room floor. It's one of those things. And the story really needs telling, and sometimes the most effective storytelling to complete that vision means that, you know, certain material needs trimming. And unfortunately, Marley scenes happen to be some of the material, but it's such a huge cast, and so much is happening in the sequel. I know they had so much more footage than they had screen time. But Marley himself, he's an Area 51 weapons tech officer who is basically a part of a team that researches and implements and utilizes the human-alien hybrid technology for the defensive purposes of Earth as a part of the section that the government created called Earth Space Defense. And in the film, he reported mostly to General Adams, who's played by Bill Fichtner in the command center of Area 51. So who knows, maybe he'll appear in the extended cut.
Exactly. So how was the atmosphere, you know, where people couldn't see on the camera?
The atmosphere was, I mean, it was such a blast. I mean, honestly, the moment I got to set, just being on set alone was such a surreal experience, because I was a huge fan of the first film. I loved it and the cast, and at the time, the insane visual effects that they had going on, you know, and you get on set and you're in Area 51. You're just absorbed into this world that's already been created for you, and the cast and crew really just, they made it that much better, you know. They're so professional, and everybody was working so hard on the film. But we all somehow had a chance to, like, chill backstage and just have fun. You know, I sang show tunes with Jeff and the rest of the actors in the scenes backstage. I think the director, Roland, had to tell us to quiet down at one point. You know, we just told stories and jokes, and people were dancing and listening to music. You know, because you try to keep the energy, like, going and light so that you can stay in there. And yeah, it was such a cool experience.
Did I lose you again, Nate?
Sure. Yeah, I'm pretty, you know, I don't know, maybe it's my phone. I think my phone has it out for us.
Oh, wow. Phone behavior stuff. what I was asking, did Will Smith ever show up behind the scenes to actually see any of this shooting of the sequel?
Not that I know of. He definitely wasn't there when we were shooting. He didn't come back for various reasons, but, you know, and he was definitely, like, one of the most beloved characters from the original, and that would have been awesome if he showed up or could have been a part of the project, but, you know, various things come up and schedules and agreements and, you know, for whatever reason, he wasn't able to be a part of the project. But no, he wasn't there, but we got, you know, Jeff came back. We had the introduction of Bill Fichtner's character and Selah's character playing the president, you know, Patrick St. Esprit. He also joined in. Like, you have so many people coming back that it almost wasn't a bummer because you were able to hang out with Jeff backstage and see some of the original characters like Brent Spiner. So it was kind of a bummer, but it was still cool because the cast is awesome.
That's what I'm talking about. Ladies and gentlemen, if listening worldwide right now, make sure you go check out Independence Day Resurgence. You have to see this movie. The amount of hours and time they put into this movie is well worth watching.
Yeah, it's intense. They were not lying when they said that everything is bigger in this film.
Talking about. Exactly. Now, Nate, for all your fans who's listening and for the people that's new to you right now, how can people find you on social media?
Yeah, so I do Twitter and Instagram. Both of them are the same handle. It's just at VNateWarren for anyone who wants to follow my shenanigans.
Exactly, guys. Make sure you go follow him on social media. And this is a great guy. Nate, he's doing big things. He's not finished in the movie industry. Nowhere close to being finished in the movie industry, guys. Make sure you follow him and know what's going on. And, Nate, here's a personal question I have for you myself.
I think I lost your question.
I say, if there would be a part 3 of Independence Day, would you actually return if you had a chance?
Hands down, 100% yes.
Wow. That's what I'm talking about. Maybe I'll see you on part 3 also. Producers,
oh my God, right.
Cast, going to bring me and Nate up there.
Planet.
Hey, yes, that's what I'm talking about. Now, Nate, what is your ultimate goal as an actor?
My ultimate goal is I really just want to do great work. I want to be able to honor the great characters and the stories that are written that, you know, reach people and provoke thoughts or, you know, elicit any type of reaction from a viewer, because after all, you know, we're all storytellers, and I think the point of this type of entertainment, like film and television, theater, is to investigate really the human experience and, you know, how we all relate to each other and connect, and, you know, film and TV and theater allows us to kind of explore that. And I just really hope that, you know, my performances can move other people or make them think about something deeper in the way that other people's performances have moved me. So I just really hope that, you know, at the end of my days, that I will have done a good job and done the roles and the characters, you know, the honor and the respect.
Well, I think you've actually already started on that road already, Nate. You have my honor and respect. You have the people that are listening worldwide right now, honor and respect, and your work shows. So I
want
to say once again,
I appreciate that.
Yes, sir. And make sure you continue to stay on that positive path because, like I said, there's big things for you that's coming, and I do believe that. So I want to say
right
congratulations.
On. Thank you, and you too. Got to listen to your own advice as well.
Hey, thank you. Yes. Now, what advice would you give any male or female that wants to actually become an actor or actress in the movie or television industry?
Ooh, I would probably sit them down and have an intervention. I would probably tell them that this is one of the most difficult careers to pursue and that it takes a really tough skin and a steely resolve to keep going day after day. But it can be really worth it. I think it's important to really investigate the whys. Like, why would you want to do this for a career? The why is really important, as well as defining what success and what successful means to them, because it's different for everybody. Because I think that's one of the toughest things about the industry is that the disappointment, or it's hard to face rejection, and it's a tough industry. It can really beat you down. So learning to define what is most important to you, what truly makes you happy, is really important in staying the course and staying strong and resilient. And of course, training and learning as much about the different facets of the industry, behind the scenes, producing, riding, crewing, it's important to really understand how a set functions and how production is made, from pre-production to post-production and distribution. It's really important to just be knowledgeable and keeping up to date on the trends and the power players and the who's who, and constantly watching, film and television and theater and performance and supporting them. And, creation, that's what we're here to create art. We're here to collaborate and to work together and to support each other. So to constantly create is important. Because, once you apply pressure, you have to keep applying pressure to the industry, and eventually it'll give. But also, I think it's important to just live your life and enjoy it, have experiences, meet people, travel. I mean, that's where your best research as an actor is going to come from, is from your life experiences and what you can bring to the role and to the story. So it's easy to get caught up in the entertainment industry and the business and hustling and getting your career going. It's easy to forget to just live your life and enjoy it and be with your friends and family and experience, the gift that, we're all given. So
that's advice that everyone needs to take in. Actually, believe it or not, Nate, that's advice that people can actually use that's even outside of the movie and television industry. So I want to say thank you for that. That was very deep. Ladies and gentlemen worldwide, once again, make sure you follow Nate on Twitter and Instagram. Make sure you go check out Independence Day Resurgence. Make sure you check out all his movies that he's got going on right now and his television shows. Check him out, guys, and make sure you follow him, because I'm telling you, everything he's doing right now can turn into the next big thing. So make sure, guys, you follow him. Nate, I know you're a busy guy, and I want to say thank you again for coming on the show, and I would love to have you back on the show in the future.
And thank you so much for letting me be here and asking so many awesome questions, having a nice chat. Sorry about the connection issues.
Hey, don't worry about that. Everybody enjoyed it. I enjoyed it myself. So we'll definitely have you back on the show again, Nate. I'll be watching Independence Day, and I will be following you on social media. Thank you. All right, guys, ladies and gentlemen, once again, that was Nate Warren. And until next time, people, on the Big Scoop with Coop.